Thank you for spending your Tuesday, the 20th of November, with KHSU and with Art Waves. I'm Wendy Butler. Two interviews today. Later in the program, I have Del Arte third-year MFA students in the studio to talk about the Del Arte Company's 38th annual holiday touring show. This year, it's an adaptation of Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days. First on the program today, Humboldt State University Department of Theater, Film, and Dance presents the Margaret T. Kelso Short Play Festival for performances at Gist Hall Theater, Thursday, November 29th through Saturday, December 1st at 7:30 p.m., and then on Sunday, December 2nd, one show, and that's at 2 p.m., six original plays written and directed by HSU students. For this interview, my guests are HSU sophomore and theater major Dominic Christensen, who wrote one of the six plays. It's titled Black Sheep. Both actors in the play are here as well. HSU senior and filmmaking major Isaiah Alexander and HSU junior and theater major Micah Sheff. Also here is the festival's production manager, Michael Thomas. Dominic begins the interview by talking about what inspired Black Sheep.
The inspiration for Black Sheep came a little bit from my own life. As a transgender person, I was really looking for kind of more transgender representation in media, and especially in, you know, theater, because that's my major and that's what I'm really interested in. And I hadn't seen a whole lot of that. So I was thinking, you know, why not write a play about a transgender person? And I thought back in my own life, I have a cousin who's very similar to one of the characters in this show, who is a drag queen and does a little bit of comedy on the side. And I was thinking, you know, that'd be a fun character to have. Let's see an interaction between this drag queen character and this transgender male and kind of have them reconnect. Because this is also a cousin that I haven't seen in a while. And I really want to explore the themes of like gender and sexuality and also a reconnection with your family. Because especially with like gender nonconforming people and the LGBT community, sometimes it's hard to connect with your family because your family isn't super accepting of who you are. So I wanted to see how these two characters would interact and how they could reconnect if it was possible.
All right. So, we will start with Isaiah. Please tell about your character and about, how you personally are connecting with this character.
Right. So my character's name is Alex and he's the older cousin of, Callum. And with this character, he's basically the older version of Callum, meaning that he has life experience. He knows what it's like to be on his own for a while, and he knows what it's like to fight for himself, and also he knows what it's like to fend for himself. And in this regard, I'm trying to find with this character. Of course, I don't identify as gay, and I've never done drag before this show, so I'm trying to find the similarities with myself and this character. And one of the similarities that I've found is that Alex is a person who has been alone for so long. He hasn't had the support of his family, and he has to, and even in the play, it mentions this at the end, he's had to make his own family. He's had to pave his own way. And with this character, it's just, he's unfortunately one of the realities of a lot of people in the LGBT community, where the families aren't accepting of their behavior or not accepting of their life choices. And because of that, a lot of families find themselves torn apart because of that. And so, unfortunately, Alex is the result of that. But also, I believe Alex represents hope, because Alex knows who he is and he's happy. And with that character, I'm hoping to be responsible, and I'm hoping to portray this character with as much honesty that I can, you know, mm-hmm. I can bring to the table. And so I'm just blessed that Dominic gave me this opportunity to portray this character. And I'm just so glad that, you know, I've been given this opportunity.
Thank you so much, Isaiah. And Micah, if you please talk about your character and also how you personally are finding a connection with this character.
Well, my character's name is Callum, and he is Alex's cousin, younger cousin. And I feel like a main theme in the play, at least, is centered around family and finding an identity within the community. And for Callum, at least, Alex would be his kind of like a lighthouse in the dark. Callum hasn't necessarily been thrown out from his family, but there are tensions and things that one might not want to stick around. And I feel like Callum doesn't get to be himself while he's with his actual like biological parents, and even then there are still some struggles there, where when he's with Alex, it's a completely different story. He's finding someone that he's able to relate to. And for me personally, as a transgender male, it is a story that is very reminiscent of my own. Even coming up to Humboldt State, I've dealt with trying to find a family, a place where I fit in. And I'm hoping that this character that Dom has so eloquently brought to life for us speaks out to other people, and it can also resonate with them as well.
You've talked about identity, search for identity, which I think that is universal. Everybody can identify with that. And also, I'm also getting from your approach to these characters, the courage. These characters must have courage, and they do have courage. I mean, what are you thinking, Dominic, about not only what they were saying, but just if you could expand further about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, firstly, I just want to say thank you guys so much, because being a playwright is a really special opportunity to bring whatever story you want to the table, which is so awesome. But the thing is with theater is that you can have a story, but your story isn't anything without all of the work that goes into it. And especially that includes the actors and the director and the artistic team. Having a story that can be portrayed by actors and have it brought to life is just such an amazing experience that, you know, I don't think a lot of other industries can have. So I just feel really lucky to have such talented and wonderful actors like Micah and Isaiah to be portraying this story. As far as having courage and having hope and having a story that can be relatable to anyone, whether they're straight or gay or cisgender or transgender, gender nonconforming or whatever, that was definitely important to me, because even though this is a very on the surface, it looks like a very specific story for gay and transgender people, but it's not. I want it to be a story that everyone can relate to and everyone can see themselves in one character or another. Whether you are straight but have a cousin that, you know, you really love and feel connected to, like Callum and Alex, or whether, you know, you're trans and are struggling with your own search for identity. I think it's something really relatable to everyone. And it's a story that should be told no matter who the characters are.
For the last bit here, I want to bring Michael Thomas in. There are six different plays. Just a brief rundown of the other plays that are being performed. And then we're going to go into everybody talking about the importance of this type of festival. So go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. You mentioned opportunity. In many ways, there's some very exciting opportunities involved in this production. We do have five other plays, and I'll go over the titles. We've already heard about Black Sheep. Then there's Contrary. Another one, Boisterous Biddies. Adjustments. Another title is Injection. And finally, we have Pygma Dogma. And these plays are, of course, they're all standalone plays. They are anywhere from 9 minutes to 15 minutes. And the one, again, back to opportunity, is such a great chance for young playwrights to have their work seen. If you are a playwright, it's really tough to have your work produced. It's, you know, in the real world. It's very tough. There are some major publishing houses that do publish plays, but to do that, there are various rules. Often you have to have your production done in New York. You have to have a representative there from the company. You have to have a review. So it's tough. So again, opportunity. It's wonderful. We have new directors, new playwrights, and new plays. So we want people to come. You know, what we really need now is an audience, because these people deserve it. These are the playwrights of tomorrow. You know, why not? And so we really hope people come out and support them. And it's just a wonderful chance to see these new works all in one time. You know, six plays, you know, such a deal. And it's a great mix. We've talked about this in Black Sheep in detail, but all the other shows are quite different. There's more or less humor in everything. Some are heavier, some are lighter. So it's really a great variety. We do encourage older people. I mean, not older people, but not children. The show is not intended for children, so high school age and above.
Okay. Isaiah, if you could give a little bit on why you think, why this festival is important for you, or in general for all of us.
Oh man, it's given me the opportunity to do a role that I've never done before, and it's given me the opportunity to like go to places where I never thought I would go in my acting career. But more than that, it's just given the opportunity for us as students to show our own stories and what's in our own hearts. And at this play festival, even though this play festival is a showcase of what's inside all of us, and you're going to see in a lot of different things that a lot of the different students are bringing to the table. And so that's why I believe it's important. This show is important. You know, it's allowing all of us to be, you know, true to ourselves and showing it to the audience.
And Micah?
Well, this show has been really important to me because, well, as a trans actor, you don't really get to see too much representation, Dom's play specifically, but I don't know, it was interesting being able to play someone so close, not entirely close, but someone who I have similar experiences with. And but in a larger sense, it's nice to see to hear the voices in the community, and how it's not just this one monopolized tale. It's all just a bunch of collective stories, like in the Playfest. And some are sad, and some are happy, some are kind of in the middle. But I think it's just a nice way to just show the talent in the community. There are a lot of them.
And Dominic?
I think that this play festival is super important for, you know, the voices of tomorrow and even the voices of today. I do have a little bit firsthand experience with specifically like the film industry. My mom is a screenwriter, and I personally think that she's very talented, but she's had so many issues just like getting her work out there, and she's had to, you know, ghostwrite a lot, and she hasn't really been able to get her name out there, which is like so frustrating. And it's, you know, she has to work like a bunch of side jobs to, you know, keep her true passion afloat. And I think with this opportunity for me and the other super talented playwrights in this show, we have an opportunity that not a whole lot of other playwrights do, to get our voice out there and to get our work out there and to be recognized, which is just so exciting. And I'm really looking forward to the final product.
Dominic Christensen, who wrote Black Sheep. You also heard from its actors, Isaiah Alexander and Micah Schaff, and production manager, Michael Thomas. It's the Humboldt State University Department of Theater, Film, and Dance's Margaret T. Kelso Short Play Festival, 4 performances at Gist Hall Theater, Thursday, November 29th through Saturday, December 1st at 7:30 p.m. And then on Sunday, December 2nd, the show is at 2 p.m. For tickets, you can phone 826-3928 or you can visit centerart.humboldt.edu. You're listening to KHSU and to Art Waves. I'm Wendy Butler. Next up, I talk travel with three Del Arte third-year MFA students who are part of the 38th annual Del Arte Holiday Tour. This year's show is an adaptation of Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days. Admission for most performances is free. The show will tour theaters, schools, and community centers around Humboldt County through mid-December. It begins its run at the Carlo Theater at Del Arte in Blue Lake this Friday and Saturday, November 23rd and 24th at 7:30 p.m. My guests are Jesse March, Evan Grande, and Cleo DiOrio. We begin the interview with their responses to my inquiry about where they came from, their personal travels, and what impact traveling has had on them. Cleo responds first.
I am originally from Lima, Ohio. I have spent a lot of my creative life in Cleveland, Ohio. And I travel back and forth from here to Cleveland pretty often, teaching and doing performance and dance there. This past summer, I went to Ireland, and that was my first international solo trip, which was enlightening and filled with many emotions, both positive and negative. But I'd say that that trip was one of the highlights of my traveling so far.
You said that trip was filled with highlights, both positive and negative. No, I have to ask more about that. What do you mean?
Well, I was working with a theater company there for one of our assignments as Del Arte students. And it was just really interesting to be in a company that had mixed emotions about the work that they were doing. I had some pretty interesting conversations with their director and their producer. And I wished that I would have gotten to see a little bit more of Ireland and been in the rehearsal room a little less.
And so this theater company that you were working with, they were from...
They're from Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin, Ireland. Mm-hmm. And so that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a chance to talk with them about Dublin?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. They're really involved in the Dublin Fringe Festival. So we talked a lot about the theater scene in Dublin and in Ireland in general. But I wished personally that I had gotten to see more of the natural wonder of the country.
So when we're talking about the theater scene, you know, in that area of the world, what are your impressions just from listening to what they were talking about that make it different?
Yeah, so Irish theater is a lot about history. They're really interested in their own history as a country and as a people. And as an American, as a non-Irish citizen, it was harder for me to connect in that way. It was very interesting to see their work. It was very passionate and very well produced. And they told stories of the Irish people.
So next up, we've got Evan. And Evan, same question to you. Where were you born and raised? And have you traveled? And if so, where?
I'm a Massachusetts native. So born and raised in Kingston, Massachusetts. Travel, I've been to Europe a little bit. Prague. I went there 2 years ago. I've been to Ireland for a couple weeks. I studied there for a while. Some of the Mediterranean countries, Marseille, a little bit of Italy, La Spezia in Italy. What else? I went to Canada this summer. It's the first time being to Canada. Funny, it's so close. It's the first time I've been there.
And you've traveled a lot of other places. And so, you know, and not always to see theater or to do theater, right? Or was it always theater connected?
Not always, no.
All right. Well, your feeling about traveling, mm-hmm. about traveling in your life, I mean, how does it make you look, or does it make you look at yourself a little bit differently?
Hmm. Yes. One of the biggest things is when you travel and you go somewhere and you're, because English is a pretty prevalent language in at least a lot of places I've been to, people will be trying to speak English with you and they'll go, this word, what does it mean? And I realize, like, obviously I can speak English. I understand it. I write fairly well, but I'll be like, I don't know what that means. It makes you like really understand how contextual your knowledge of like your language, your life, who you are is. And you never think about it because you're in the context. And then you go out of it and people are like, what is that? And you're like, I don't know. We just say it. We just do it. It doesn't, it's a pretty revelatory.
Yeah, that I totally, yeah, I understand what you mean. Definitely. I even understood what I just said, sort of. all right, so Jesse, same question to you.
I did a lot of traveling when I was younger.
Well, first of all, where were you born and raised?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, and I did a lot of traveling. I traveled through a lot of Europe, so Germany, Italy, France, Scotland, and a lot of, like, I went to Mexico a few times. I've traveled through the U.S. a lot. I just did a road trip out to Chicago and back. I've done, like, you know, Hawaii and stuff like that. I love traveling.
Well, let me ask you then about the traveling. How do you feel it enhanced your life or maybe broadened your way of thinking or perhaps not? I don't know.
Personally, I'm someone that really loves variety. So anything that's different really excites me. And the more diverse, the better. So when I'm traveling, a lot of times, like we're going to go to Bali as part of the school in January. And I'm very excited to just like immerse myself within the culture, especially the culinary culture. I'm like 100% a food tourist. And I'm really excited to see like everything that a place has to offer.
Well, and speaking of things to offer around the world in 80 days, that is the holiday tour this year for Del Arte Company. Now, what I understand from this press release is that it's a retelling. Well, first of all, you know, I think we generally understand what Around the World in 80 Days is. I mean, they want to, you know, get around the world in 80 days, and there's a bet. Somebody makes a bet, right? In order to, somebody bets they cannot do it. And so it's a challenge. Well, how is this a retelling of the Jules Verne, Cleo?
So we all read the original Jules Verne text, and then kind of working all together with the eight of our ensemble members and director Michael Fields, we created a piece that it doesn't stick completely to the original story, but you'll see a lot of the same characters, you'll see a lot of the same places and roughly the same events with our own kind of flair and some necessary changes that we made in order to keep this great for families and children.
Is it modernized?
No, not at all. It's definitely, I mean, it doesn't make sense if it's in the modern world. You can get around the world in 20 hours. So it has to be definitely in a time before the airplane. And that's kind of part of what makes it really fun is that in the show, we go through a lot of different modes of transportation. And a lot of that, we utilize our physical bodies as manifestations of what that transport looks like.
Yeah, so just to sum a little bit up, we've got trains and ships and not to blow any secrets, but some horses.
Yeah, a whole variety of animals.
And more.
And more.
Many more.
The more secret things.
Well, in terms of the trains, things like that, are people creating train? I mean, do we have people performing the character of train? Things
sort
like
of.
That? Because I'm
sort
thinking
of.
About children again.
But. Sort mm-hmm. of. I wouldn't use that exact language of people performing the character of train, but
why? I think that's great.
Yeah, oh,
we
absolutely.
We just don't fulfill that promise.
It's just not what we have done.
But do I even know what that means? I don't know.
I don't, they're just words to me. but we definitely, as as artists, we collaborate to make a train be on stage, to make you look and go, yeah, train.
Well, what's your character? You're an ensemble. You're in ensemble.
Yeah.
And what does that mean in terms of
your... He plays the character of Train.
Oh, no.
One of.
So I like to describe this show as kinetic. There's a lot of moving parts. And so as an ensemble member, I move a lot of those parts and make a lot of, like we're saying, there's a lot of traveling. And myself and the other ensemble members, we bring that to life. We use our bodies, in addition to props and objects, in ways that you could describe as puppetry, I would say. We create things like a train, sometimes animals and stuff like that, so that there's a main cast of people that are the characters in a story, and they are carrying the story, and they're what you're watching. You're watching them fail, succeed, and all that stuff, and we're that world around them. And also there's some side characters, right? You always meet different people, and we're trying to stress the fact that they do meet people in the different places they go. So I do a little bit of that. I play characters in different places where we go, and also, like I said, bring the world to life, bring the objects themselves to life.
And Cleo, what are you doing in the performance?
I am playing a little girl named Aouda, and Aouda is a runaway. She was forced out of her home for unforeseen reasons, and Mr. Fogg and Passepartout find her along the way. And she is just a sassy, fun little character that brings some joy to the play.
Is this a character you created for this show, or was this a character that was part of the Jules Verne?
It's a little bit of both, actually. So there is a Princess Aouda, who is in the original Jules Verne text, but she's a grown woman, and she is originally saved by Mr. Fogg and Passepartout in an Indian ritual where she's going to be burned alive. And so in keeping this, like I said, safe and fun for families and children, we altered that pretty heavily.
And she's a kid, so it's kind of fun to like have a kid for families. It's like it makes it a little more relatable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Jesse, what character are you performing?
I'm playing Passepartout, and he's a French valet. He's got a really obnoxious French accent, and is he's got a very obnoxious French accent, and he goes around doing whatever he pleases as long as it helps Monsieur Fogg.
Passepartout.
Yeah, and he's a kind of a goof, and he's the opposite of Mr. Fogg, who's like very ordered and really understands what's going on. Passepartout is much more about like adventure and trying to keep everything together. And sometimes he succeeds, and sometimes he ends up in the middle of a crazy storm of events.
Jesse March. You also heard from Evan Grande and Cleo DiOrio. The 38th Annual Del Arte Holiday Tour, this year an adaptation of Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days. Admission is free for most performances. Audiences are asked to contribute non-perishable food items, which will go to local food banks in collaboration with local nonprofit Food for People. The show tours through mid-December. It begins at the Carlo Theater at Del Arte in Blue Lake this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. For more information about the touring schedule, you can go to delarte.com or you can phone 668-5663. That's all the time we have today. Art Waves, a production of KHSU at Humboldt State University, is broadcast each Tuesday at 1:30 p.m., available anytime at khsu.org. And podcasts of this program are available for download from iTunes. Until next time, I'm Wendy Butler, producer, engineer, and host. Thank you for listening.